Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And welcome into the Thursday edition of the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and SteveJonesShow.com. Sean Carey here, and Steve Jones in a moment will be in our Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Got another busy show for you today. Been looking forward to have on Ross Tucker. Guy eats, sleeps, and breathes football. Former NFL player on multiple teams, including the Redskins and Patriots, and Ross all over the NFL draft. And from time to time, we hear him as a guest host in the Man Cave with the Danettes on the Dan Patrick Show here on WKOK. So we're scheduled to have Ross Tucker join us at 3:35. You can also check out his website, rostucker.com, and his various podcasts that he does, including his pretty much daily football podcast. So Ross has been busy breaking down the players as the NFL draft is now 1 week away, 1 week from tonight in Philadelphia. Be next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from along the steps at the museum, just outside the Museum of Art on Ben Franklin Parkway in Philadelphia. So we get some pro football talk from Ross at 3:35. And also scheduled later today to join us will be Penn State men's basketball coach Patrick Chambers. Be on with Steve later today. And we're just now under 48 hours away from the 2017 Blue-White game. That's a 3 o'clock kick on Saturday afternoon at Beaver Stadium. Of course, we will have live coverage here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. And because of the Blue-White game, there is a bonus edition of the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. That'll be tonight live here at 6:05 with Steve and the coach.
I'm sure they'll find somebody to host it.
I know they will.
They'll find somebody to host that thing.
So, yes, you and the coach tonight here live on WKOK at 6:05. And once we're...
And the suit submitted a question.
Oh, he did?
Yes. What color uniforms are they wearing?
It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm there for a second.
Feel like I interrupted your role.
No.
And the Bucknell game is Friday night.
Bucknell game will be tomorrow night. The gates open at 6 at Christy Mathewson Memorial Stadium. They'll have the warm-ups at that point, and they'll get it rolling at about 7 tomorrow night. So we wish Coach Susan the best of luck as they wrap up spring ball as well.
Sounds like they've had a good spring. We had them on, what?
A couple weeks ago.
10 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like off to a good start. Yeah, I like his team. I like him as a coach. I like him as a person. I like him as a person a lot. But I like him as a coach. He'd be the kind of guy that, you know, right.
Susan sent a letter out earlier today. Says the leadership of this team has been outstanding. There are certain position groups that still need to be developed as we progress toward the fall. We feel that the work ethic of the young men in our program and the talented group of first-year students who will join us in July give us a chance to be special.
By the way, Bruce Feldman's going to join us on Monday.
Yes. Looks like 4:06 on Monday we will have Mr. Feldman join us from Fox Sports.
Yes. So we're looking forward to that. We got that coming up. And Patrick Chambers today. And then tonight, of course, James Franklin.
And your brother tomorrow.
Yes, my brother tomorrow. Yes, this should be good. Yeah, I actually put everything together for the blue-white game today, so I got all that done. I worked on that this morning. They're going to do a walkthrough, I think, in the stadium tomorrow. And by the way, the weather looks good on Saturday.
Looks like we're going to get away with rain-free at this point, low 60s.
Yeah.
So we'll take that.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe a leftover shower tomorrow morning, then we should be in the clear for the rest of the day. May turn a little cloudy on Saturday, but rain on Sunday. Here and there.
Here and there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got the Paterno run on Sunday into Beaver Stadium.
Well, calling for afternoon rain on Sunday. I think that starts, what, 8 or 9 in the morning?
No, it starts at 11.
Okay.
They found some idiot to MC it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. After he's done making a speech to Lion ambassadors at a brunch.
Nice brunch, then a nice walk.
I don't think I'm going to get much brunch in. I don't think that's going to happen.
Nibble.
But they're saying, 60 degrees, mostly cloudy. And Sunday is saying clouds breaking for some sun. All right. Actually, the whole thing doesn't seem that bad. It'd be a little cooler than you want. Runners will love it on Sunday. Walkers will love it. I mean, you can register that day, the whole thing. A lot of people. I mean, it's amazing when you stand up on that stage and you see thousands of people participating in this thing. And both Patrick Chambers and James Franklin will be there as part of this. The reason, and so will Franco. Franco Harris will be there. Franco Harris will start it like he always does. So it's all part of the big weekend. Yeah, let's take a quick look at Saturday. Might as well start Saturday morning because the tailgating part is crucial to Sean's experience.
Yes.
Let's see. After that big Brewers outlet run. They're talking in the afternoon, cloudy and 60. That's it. Wind about 7. That's fine. Overnight, they took the showers out of the overnight. Sunday, no showers. 51 degrees. Wow, that's not bad. I can live with that. I can live with that. It's pretty good. I like it. A couple showers tomorrow, big deal. So what? Sunny in the afternoon, beautiful. Tomorrow looks nice too. It gets up to 70 degrees tomorrow. I would say it's going to break just fine. It's going to be good. All right. We have Ross Tucker today too, right?
3:35.
Eastern time?
Mm-hmm. Yes. 3:35.
Patrick Chambers will be at 4:06. Got a lot to talk to him about. So, and we got a lot to talk to Ross about as well. I'm working earlier today. I get this phone call, and I didn't take the call. I was, because I didn't recognize the numbers from someplace in Iowa.
I finally listened to the message, and I had said yes to doing a podcast. The Minnesota play-by-play guy, Mike Grimm, had asked me to talk to this person, this young person. I said, sure. So I'm going to have to call him back because I'm wondering, what number is this? Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. So we're going to take a break. The White game is coming up. Don't forget, if you missed the Jack Ham interview from Monday, check out our podcast. And you can do it on iTunes.
And Google Play. Subscribe today.
And Google Play, which was set up by the suit. So, I mean, that is our disclaimer if it doesn't work here on News Radio 1070 WK. Okay.
Hey, guess what day it is?
Tuesday.
No, it's Hyundai. Remember? Hyundai.
Who are these guys?
Just listen. It's a Hyundai spring cleaning sales event going on right now at Sunbury Motors Hyundai. You're getting the lowest prices of the year without all the gimmicks or the fine print. Today, Hyundai. Save over $8,500 on a new 2017 Hyundai Sonata Limited. Or save over $4,700 on a new 2017 Hyundai Elantra Limited. Save over $4,250 on a new Tucson Ultimate Limited. Over 80 new Hyundais available with big value with America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles. This sale is only for a limited time, so get your Hyundai today. Only at your home for Hyundai. Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And online at sunburyhyundai.com, where today is Hyundai. Tax and tax extra, all rebates to dealer. Shop early for best selection. See dealer for complete details.
Okay, so the Patriots are going to open the season against the Kansas City Chiefs. And that will be the Thursday game. The league officially releases the entire game schedule of games tonight at 8. Other Week 1 matchups expected to be announced include the Giants facing the Cowboys in Dallas. The Packers will open the season hosting the Seahawks at Lambeau. The Vikings will host the Saints as part of the Monday Night Football doubleheader on ESPN. Some had speculated that the Patriots and Falcons would open the season against one another, but it's going to be the Chiefs. No word on who the Steelers are opening with or the Eagles. That's just what's been leaked out so far. Leaking the NFL schedule is not bad, just so you know. Like, leaking government secrets, I think bad. Okay, leaking the NFL schedule, not so bad. So that's what they've leaked out so far. So I don't know who the Steelers are opening with. Maybe they'll be lucky and it'll be the Browns that get off to a good start. And that would work, wouldn't it?
Yeah, work for me.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Hey, how good do you think your team's going to be this year?
I will go just throwing the dart on the dartboard.
This is before they draft anybody, of course.
Yes. 10-6.
Oh, okay.
I think that's a safe one. 10-6.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Very cool. It's before they draft anybody. Now, what if the Browns get both Myles Garrett and Mitchell Trubisky? They could pass the Steelers out. No response.
Not this year, no.
The day they pass you out is the day you get scared. We have Ross Tucker on the show today. Ross had a really, really nice career. And what, Wyomissing High School? Then what, went to Princeton? Graduated from Princeton? So again, I get to talk to somebody who is exponentially smarter than I am. That's just great. Two-time academic All-American? Are you kidding me? This is the person you lined up? I I'm going to sound like I'm in the fetal position talking to this guy.
No, you won't. You'll be fine. Two guys that love ball talking ball. I can't wait for it.
Oh, my goodness. Fills in for Dan Patrick sometimes. Done a nice job. What the heck is his degree from Princeton in?
That's a good question.
Media personality, opportunity, motivational speaker. Blah, 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 blah. SiriusXM, NFL, blah, blah. Dan Patrick, blah, blah. Color commentator, blah, blah. Co-founder of Go Big Recruiting, LLC. Blah, 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 blah. College career. He started against Colgate as a freshman, blah, blah. All Ivy 2000s, two-time academic All-American. What the heck is his degree in? I don't know what his degree is in. Doesn't say. Joined Sports Illustrated writing on the NFL for their website. Left SI, joined ESPN NFL columnist. Named lead NFL columnist for the Sporting News. He now writes for Sports on Earth, as opposed to Sports on Mars. Boy, he's involved in a lot of things. Surprised he has time.
Yeah, he does.
Surprised he has time for our show.
I know. Took a couple of weeks to book him for today's show. He does multiple podcasts. You can go to rostucker.com, get all the information there. There's one that deals with fantasy football. There's one that deals with just the nuts and bolts of daily football, his football podcast, and also deals with one of the top Vegas insiders joins him weekly, and they talk about, you know, spreads and that kind of deal, trending topics in Vegas.
He started in the NFL. He started 24 games.
Yep. One time Redskin, one time Patriot.
One time Cowboy, one time Bill, one time Brown.
Yep.
Two times with the Redskins. Front and back end of his career. Not bad. He was with the Browns in the practice squad, though, that one year. So you're trying to keep your career alive somehow. I don't blame you. You can get to the main part of the locker room. You're getting some coin at that point. I like it. Like it a lot. But yeah, Ross Tucker will be on. Then Patrick Chambers at 4:06. We will go through the wide gambit of issues that he is facing and how he's trying to solve them. They are going on a foreign tour in August. I don't know if they're going to the same spots Jim Harbaugh is going to. Yes, Michigan is going to Italy next week. They have three. Michigan is at 12 practices and holding right now. They have three more practices to go, and they're going to be in Italy. Oh, Doug in Wellsboro. Let's get Doug in before we get to the bottom of the hour. I just didn't see the call. Go ahead. Hi, hey, Doug.
Is this WKOK Digital Media Sales?
You know, we have the best digital sales group in the world, a one-man whirling dervish of digital sales.
Every time I call a station, I get diverted to some guy. All he wants to talk about is IndyCar and then the Olympics.
And that explains why the sales are flat.
All right, Steve, I need to know the offensive line. Connor McGovern at center and Ryan Bates at left tackle. What's the rest of it look like?
Well, it's going to depend on when they get to camp about where Andrew Nelson and Brendan Mann happen to be. Because I think they want Mann to figure in at one of those guard spots. And with Chaz Wright playing tackle, you know, what's the spot you find for Nelson at that point? And what helps is the depth. Mennett at guard, Fry's at tackle, Sterling Jenkins has been better, and they still have Steven Gonzalez. So now you have a two-depth situation that really, really helps. Chaz Wright's got that right tackle spot, though, I can tell you that. He has been really, really good this spring.
I watched some of the games from last year at the tail end of last year when Chaz Wright was playing. He actually impressed me. For as big as he is, he really moved pretty well, and he really impressed me.
He's 345 right now, but it's distributed over a 6'7", and you're right. Good feet, moves, long arms.
Hey, one other quick thing. Who's holding for kicks now? Gilligan, and who's snapping?
Kyle Vasey right now snapping. Kyle Vasey has done almost all the snapping. Jan Johnson has done some.
For punts and place kicks?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, they do have another long snapper coming in, but not until camp in August.
Okay. All right. All right, well, we're against the bottom of the hour. So, Sean,
No, go ahead. You've got a couple more questions. Take them. We're running past.
Yeah,
so
we're good.
Fine.
We're good.
Go ahead.
Okay. Who are they going to have returning punts? I'm not sure. I mean, John Reed getting hurt. I liked him when he was back there for punt safe, especially. He actually had a feel for it. I don't know who they're going to get to return punts now.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because John did have a good feel for it, and I think that's an astute point. I think right now the competition would be between, at least today, would be Mark Allen, DeAndre Tompkins, Josh McPherson. Don't know if they want to do anything with Lamont Wade yet. I think they'd like to lock him down in terms of what he's doing in the defensive backfield first.
Okay. Well, that's all I needed for right today. So you can go ahead and pass me through to digital media.
Well, sure.
Might as well. That'll be a scintillating conversation.
Oh,
in fact, you can just...
I've got an hour blocked out in my calendar for this, so I'm ready.
I mean, just do what I do. As he speaks, I leave the room. then I come back about 40, 45 minutes later. He's still going on. I go back up. I get another drink, come back down. Right? And then at the end, I tell him, you know what? I'll think about it.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Ross Tucker, next half hour. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, and Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK, your home for digital media.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us on the show today, brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Next half hour, Penn State basketball coach Patrick Chambers. And then tonight on the Penn State Sports Network and WKOK, head football coach James Franklin will join me to talk about the blue-white game coming up this weekend at Beaver Stadium. 3 o'clock will be the start. You'll hear it here. Jack Hamm and I will have it for you beginning at 3 o'clock on Saturday. Very pleased to be joined by a guy who understands the value of hard work, and it pays off in his career and in life, and that's Ross Tucker. Ross, welcome. Great to have you with us.
Steve, the pleasure is mine. I grew up with Penn State season tickets, and I follow the team closely because of some of the stuff I do for Keystone Sports Network. So many times on Saturday, I'll be traveling to an airport to do an NFL game on Sunday, and I listen to you and Jack. I'm a big fan of your work.
Well, Ross, thank you so much. I greatly appreciate that. Wyo Missing's own, by the way, a guy who popped in 16 points a game as a senior in hoops. All right, not just a football guy. So, hey, I want to ask you, Bob. Go ahead. Go ahead, Ross.
I was just gonna say, Steve, as you might imagine, like a lot of your listeners, I always, you know, my dream was to play for Penn State. I just was a late bloomer, although I did get 2 handwritten letters from Jerry Sandusky. I think the one was asking me to come to camp, and the other one asked me to think about walking on. But when you're in high school, you just figure, if they want me to walk on, I'm not good enough. So I ended up going to Princeton instead, and it killed me my rookie year when I was teammates with guys like Mike Ceramelli and LeVar and Kenny Watts, and they told me I would have started for Penn State for 3 years. I said, don't tell me that. I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear that I would have started at Penn State for 3 years. But they're probably right, actually.
No, Ross, you would have started for 3 years. I was here during that time. You would have.
Seriously. So I don't want to start the interview where I'm hurting your feelings, but you would have started here. You were good.
Well, it's okay. It all worked out. I got to go to a good school, so whatever.
I've heard of it. I've heard of Princeton.
it worked out great, and I still get a chance. I usually try to go to the blue-white game. I don't know if I'm going. I'm up in the air for Saturday, and then I usually go to the first game, you know, September 2nd or whatever, before my NFL duties start. I usually try to go to that game, and you know, at this stage in life, Steve, I go mainly for the tailgating.
That's exactly right. Welcome to the real world. I want to ask you about ballcannon.com. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, Steve. I've never actually been involved with a product before, but the guy is from Wyomissing. And like a lot of times, he reached out to me, and I said, nah, I'm all right. He literally drove to my house to show it to me, and it's basically, you know, it's like a portable jug machine. So if you picture, you know, you see Saquon Barkley or Godwin or any of these guys, Deshaun Hamilton catching passes off a jug machine, this one is a portable jug machine that I play with it in my backyard with my 5-year-old and 3-year-old daughters, and they love it. I've given one to my nephew, who's 8 years old, and he's obsessed with it. It's really, really pretty cool. I mean, it's one of the few things that you can really get kids outside now. You know, get them outside, catching passes. You can do pop-ups, punts, line drives. You can jump off the diving board and make Odell Beckham Jr. catches. It's pretty awesome. I would encourage, look, I'm from Reading. I live in Harrisburg now. I know, you know, the football up there in Sunbury with Mount Carmel and Sealands Grove and Lewisburg and all that. I'd encourage people to go to ballcannon.com. Just check out the video. I can pretty much guarantee if you get one for your kid that he'll be the star of the neighborhood for a couple months until everybody else gets one. So just check out the video for me at ballcannon.com. You'll be very happy that you did.
Really cool. I want to ask you, with the draft coming up in Philadelphia, you understand this because you played in the league. You may have been a free agent, but you played in the league and started in the league for 24 games. What kind of jump is it to go from the college game to the NFL, and can the average fan understand that jump?
It's a big jump, and I don't think the average fan can, Steve, because they're so used to seeing the game on Saturday and the game on Sunday, it doesn't look that much different to them. You know, I mean, the guys on Saturday are pretty fast, too. I always say, you know, the biggest difference for me is, like, when my wife, I remember one time I got cut, and I came to a Penn State game while I was waiting to get signed by somebody, and my wife really felt like she could see the difference, like on special teams, you know?
Yes.
So in college, you've got freshmen and sophomores running down, and they're trying to make a play. In the NFL, those guys are like trained assassins. Like, those guys are deciding on special teams whether they're making $750,000 or going back to Podunk, Mississippi for $7.50 an hour. I mean, like, that is a serious. Like, there are guys getting killed on special teams in the NFL. It's not quite the same when you watch the college. You know, what I think is interesting, Steve, is I had built up the NFL guy. One of the reasons why I wanted to give the NFL a shot is because I just wanted to see how good the guys from Ohio State and Alabama, I wanted to see how good they really were. Because, you know, when you're at an Ivy League school, you don't really know. I mean, so, and I remember distinctly, I built the guys up in my head so much. Because you watch them on TV and whatever. But I remember after the first mini camp, Steve, I honestly remember telling people, I thought they'd be better. You know, like I didn't know Bruce Smith or Big Daddy Wilkinson or LeVar. I didn't know if those guys would pick me up and throw me. So what I would tell people is they're definitely a lot better. Everybody's bigger. Everybody's faster. And it's rare when people screw up. Like, there's no false steps. You know, in the NFL or in college football, an offensive line can have maybe 10 to 15 mental errors a game, and that is considered average, standard, right?
Right.
In the NFL, if you have a couple – That's a major problem, like a mental error, because it's your job. You're a pro. So people will say, well, I wonder how Alabama or Clemson would do against the Jaguars. They would get destroyed because the difference in mental errors, not only the football ability and the technique, but just the difference in mental errors, that is a huge, huge difference that people just can't see with their eyes if they're not really trained for what to look for.
Ross, after you got out of your career, you've done a lot of writing, broadcasting. You mentioned games. I don't care if it's the NCAA, you know, doing college football games on NBC Sportsnet or doing college games on Westwood One or the NFL on Westwood One, Dan Patrick Show. What steered you into media and what intrigued you about it?
Well, by the way, while we're talking, Steve, I'm driving to Connecticut right now because I'm filling in for Dan Patrick tomorrow. From 9 to noon, so I'm glad you mentioned that. You know, Steve, I grew up wanting to get into the media. My dad is 5'9", 170, so I always thought I would go to Syracuse, and then I wanted to either write for Sports Illustrated or maybe work for ESPN. I used to literally race my dad in the morning from when I was about 7 years old to get the Reading Eagle newspaper because I wanted to read the Rich Scarcella Penn State article first. Right. And I love telling that story because it makes everybody know how old Rich really is. I wanted to read that story first. So I grew up loving to read and loving to read sports, you know, content, the newspaper. And then a funny thing happened while I was in high school. I just got a lot bigger and became a much better player than I ever thought I would. So then, you know, you start to get a couple scholarships to William & Mary in Delaware, and I got accepted through football to Harvard and Princeton. I thought, gosh, I gotta do that. I gotta go to one of those. And then I kind of forgot about the media, to be honest with you, Steve. I accepted a job on Wall Street before Marty Schottenheimer signed me as a free agent, and then during the NFL, I always looked at it as a temp job. And so every offseason, I would have an internship with Merrill Lynch. Or when I was at the Cowboys, I worked for Roger Staubach's commercial real estate company. But I always knew that the media is what I was passionate about. I mean, if you ask my friends, they will tell you that my two favorite things are football and talking. So to be able to combine those into a job, it's like unbelievable. So I kind of got turned off to it, though, while I was playing, Steve, because, first of all, the best jobs are always going to go to the guys that are like the Hall of Fame big-name players. And I was not that. I was a journeyman offensive lineman. And also, you know, everybody in the NFL says that's what they're going to do. You know what I mean? Like, when you're playing, everybody's like, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be an announcer. So I kind of got turned off to it. And I thought the NFL had this broadcasting boot camp that they've now had for 10 years. This will actually be the 10th year of it. I went to the first one, and I thought, you know what? When I'm done, I'll probably get a job in finance and use the whole Princeton thing. And then maybe I'll just do the Princeton games on Saturday as a color commentator. But I knew I had to have some kind of football in my life. I went there. It went very well. That's kind of how I got the idea to write. And I actually got a couple jobs. I ended up getting hurt for the Redskins that year. I was on IR and ended up getting a couple jobs really directly from that broadcast boot camp, and it took off. And yes, actually, Steve, last year my Westwood One bosses said, hey, in mid-October, would you rather do an NFL game or would you rather do Penn State, Ohio State? And I said, oh, man, I'll sign up for Penn State, Ohio State. So I've done one game at Beaver Stadium in my life, and it was Penn State, Ohio State last year. So maybe James Franklin and the boys need to hire me to do more games, because that was a pretty – I don't know if you noticed, Steve, that was a pretty good one to go to and call.
I recall a couple big things happening. So that's just me. I recall a couple big things happening that night.
I will say this too, Steve. I was blown away with how good the food was in the Penn State press box. I rank press box food. Those gigantic cookies, I had like four of them. I mean, it was top notch. Penn State does not mess around with the press box food.
Do not mess around. Hey, the playing part of it,
Do you now? You go through and you know. Obviously, you're a quality broadcaster. You know what you're talking about. How often do you take yourself back to the mentality of the athlete to then incorporate that into the broadcast?
Well, I try to without bringing back too many references to when I played. I think you can and should mention it without overdoing it. You know, if you were in a similar situation, nobody listening to a game in 2017 really cares about, you know, my experience, you know, in the early 2000s, unless it's relevant to what's going on. But I think of it a lot.
Yeah, but you know what they're thinking. I'm talking about that part where you understand what they're thinking without referencing yourself.
Yeah, exactly. And I can tell you, especially in the pros, certain situations that people might not think of, even when it comes to things like playing time bonuses. You know, I had a significant playing time bonus in 2004, or playing with injuries. You know, sometimes I know guys are playing with injuries, but they won't say it, or they're not listed on the injury report. And, you know, the thing I always say is, if you're inside the white lines, nobody cares. But the reality is, it's not an excuse, but it might be the reason why a certain guy is not playing nearly as well as people expect him to play. And that goes for the college level as well. We know how tight a guy like Franklin is with the medical information. So you'd be amazed how often a guy is just not performing as well because he's really got something bothering him, but they still feel like he's their best option in that regard.
One more time as you make the drive to Connecticut about ballcannon.com.
Well, it's honestly one of the coolest apparatuses, toys, whatever I've seen in a long time. I've seen people that love it from age 3, my daughter Helen, all the way to an NFL team just bought 6 of them, including for their players. So I would just encourage everybody listening, go to ballcannon.com, watch the video, and know that as cool as the video is, it's really even 10 times better in person. And I guarantee if you get one for your son or daughter, that they will be the coolest kid in the neighborhood for at least a few months.
I love it. Next time they give you a choice to do a game here, let me know. We'd love to, you know, go up and just chit chat for a while before the game. And really, safe trip. This, I enjoyed this thoroughly. I know the audience did as well. Ross, you do great work. Thank you.
Absolutely, Steve. And I honestly mean it when I say anytime. And I can't tell you how many times you and Jack, I love especially that if I'm traveling, I can get you guys on the satellite. You know, so even if I'm somewhere far away, I can listen to your guys' call of the game. It's great.
Ross, that means a lot. Thank you so much. Safe trip. Look forward to hearing you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Ross Tucker joining us on the show. You'll hear him tomorrow. He's filling in for Dan Patrick. You'll hear it right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Patrick Chambers, next half hour. We will come back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, the home of the suit. Patrick Chambers, next half hour, talk Penn State basketball. And tonight, James Franklin joins me at Letterman's for the Penn State Coaches Show featuring James Franklin. Since it's featuring James Franklin, he's going to show up. It'll be 6:05 to 7 tonight. Jack Hamm and I will have the Blue White game for you, 3 o'clock on the Penn State Sports Network and also WKOK on Saturday. And Ross mentioned being on Sirius, and it's going to be on Sirius as well. So, looking forward to that. And the weather looks good. And Ross, what a great guest. What a great guest they have on today. Why Missing Zone, Princeton Zone, and Ross will be on Dan Patrick tomorrow. So he is the fill-in host tomorrow. He was on his way to Connecticut when he talked with us. First class. First time we've had him on. I sense it will not be the last time we've had him on. He was great. Uh,
Not a lot of big headlines going on today in sports. Not till this evening when the playoffs go. I mean, the Patriots are going to host the Chiefs in the 2017 season opener. And the Giants are going to open the season on Sunday Night Football in Dallas. But the rest of it gets released tonight at 8. Red Sox beat Toronto today 4-1 in 10 innings. Indians lead the Twins 4-2, bottom of the 7th. Tampa Bay over Detroit 8-1, bottom of the 8th. Houston leads the Angels 2-0 at the end of 6.
We're your home for news, sports, weather, and your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.